This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show June of 2018. We're talking no other than Amerimax International, Inc. And what they do is they sell, lease, and rent heavy equipment to companies with multiple industry, including construction, logistics, mining, and lumber company. They're also serving the U.S. and international customers and have been for about 30 years. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMMX. And with us today is the chairman, CEO, and president of the company, Mr. Lee Hamry. Lee, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You know, last year you guys did a revenue around $10 million for 2018. Already the first 6 months, you guys have done $7.9 million. So you guys are doing very well. What contributes to the rise in revenue with possibly a run rate of around $15 million by when the year is said and done?
Well, it's our hot economy has a lot to do with it. Everybody's more confident in starting projects and buying equipment for projects. In a weak economy, everybody looks at renting, which is still revenue for us, but renting doesn't get the gross sales dollars up like selling does.
You know, I want you to explain really what kind of business you guys are in to my listeners. I know that you're in the big equipment, but you guys go out and you buy equipment from other people, you fix it up, you lease it, you sell it. What exactly business are you in?
Well, we're a dealer for new equipment for several different brands. The biggest is Taylor Machine Works out of Louisville, Mississippi, and they manufacture new heavy forklifts up to 120,000-pound lifting capacity, and one of their largest selling items is what we call a container handler. They use them at the ports, and they'll pick up a 95,000-pound load in a container and stack them up five or six high for storage, and then take them back down to put them on trucks and ship to final destinations. We do sell the new ones, and a lot of the used equipment that we deal with is stuff that's been traded in or decommissioned at the ports, and we move them into lighter duty operations inland, container handling yards. And we do service for people. We do repairs. We can replace motors, transmissions, rebuild motors and transmissions. Transportation is a big deal to move these machines. One of these large container handlers, you've got to have a 90-ton crane on site to take it apart. And it takes a multi-axle truck and two standard semi-trucks to haul one machine. And when you arrive at the destination, you need a crane again to put it all back together. So it's a process that we've done over and over 1,000 times. And most crews will take 2 to 3 days to disassemble and 2 to 3 more to put one together. Our crew here has done so many that we tear one down in 6 hours and it's on trucks and gone, and we unload and assemble a machine like that in a day and a half and have it up and running for customers. That's basically what we do. And then we also have a rental fleet. Probably got a dozen big container handlers out on rent, some in Alaska, some in California, some in the Southwest. So we're spread all over the place. The U.S. Army has about 20 machines on rent at one of their bases. And we do all the maintenance for them, too.
You know, you guys came out in July. I believe you uplisted to the OTCQB. Are you excited about that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it guarantees for the shareholders out there that all of our financials are accurate and audited by an SEC-approved auditor. And which we always reported 100% the truth, exactly what was going on, but there's no guarantee for a stockholder out there unless it's fully audited by an SEC auditor. So now that we are, it's just easier to talk about what we do and how things are going.
You know, I always tell my listener, it's all about management that makes a great company. Give me a little bit about your history and your experience, and maybe some people in your board, what makes your company so special?
Well, myself personally, I started in the business of heavy machinery at about 12 years old, working for my dad's company. I worked for his company until 1989, and I spun off on my own and started Hamry Equipment, which is a DBA working under a Merrimex. And that was 89, 30 years ago, and that's what I've done ever since. But we've touched on heavy construction, excavators, wheel loaders, road graders, front-end loaders, just right on down the list, and paving equipment, cranes, just a little bit of everything. I started traveling internationally about, maybe 10 days after the Russian government collapsed. I started going to Russia and sold a pretty good number of machines over into the Far East, Vladivostok and Petropavlovsk, Nakhodka area, and just got to the point where it was real difficult to do business in Russia. So I kind of backed off there, and I've been working into Africa for the last 10 years, and we have put a lot of heavy machines into West Africa now. And we're working on two or three projects currently for large orders of equipment for West Africa. The other members of my board, two new members, Jeff Morris is the CEO and president of a finance company that I've used for 30 years to do leasing and financing for customers buying equipment. And he's very knowledgeable in the financial end, and he is our audit chairman for the committee, audit committee, with his experience. Another new board member recently joined us, Brian Hamry, my nephew. He's been working with Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers for 10 years and has advanced pretty high up in their system, and has 22 years working with me and then 10 years with Ritchie Brothers, so 32 years in the heavy equipment business. Marty, our IR girl company, is on the board, and she takes care of all of our exposure to the public and watching the markets and keeping me up to date there. And the last board member, Mike Maloney, is the retired chief of police here in Chico. And he's very knowledgeable for local contacts and what's going on in the local county and city markets for us to pursue any possible business there, but keeping relationships politically and moving ahead as fast as we can. Mike's a big help there.
Lee, it sounds like you're doing a really good job with the revenues. Like I said, you have a run rate going on for about $15 million this year as everything stays on course, which would be about $5 million more than last year of a $10 million total revenue. That being said, what do you want my listeners to take away from this interview? It seems to me your stock price is very, very cheap here compared to your revenues.
They are. During the recession, you know, we got down pretty low and times were tough, and it was a struggle to keep everything rolling, but we did. We kept all the bills paid and kept the doors open, and there were a few times I was a little worried about it, although I went all in. Everything I could borrow and everything I had went back into the company. The last 4 years, we've been making money, and the last 2 years, making money at a really good percentage. And I look for considerable growth. The other thing that happens in a recession like we just finished is a lot of the competition don't make it. And when things start going again, we've got a larger market share than we ever had before. And that's exactly where we're at now, which attributes some of the extra sales and gross profit that we're experiencing.
If for my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a heavy equipment rental company that service nationally and internationally, look no further than Amerimax International. It's my personal opinion, but grossly undervalued here at a penny and a half with a market cap around $12 million. You can find them on the OTCQB. Their ticker symbol is AMMX. My guest has been Lee Hamry. Lee, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Only thing I ask is that you don't wait a whole year to come back on. Hopefully you'll come back on in the next 2 or 3 months and give us an update of what's going on in the third quarter.
All right. I'll wait to hear from you, and I'll be happy to.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.